865-481-8989.
Somewhere, but here I am. Yes, the theme we played is not Radioactivities because, quite frankly, I don't deserve it. I mean, but it's been a lifelong ambition of mine to come in and wreck this program. After all the many years of building it up, I'm here as a substitute for Sean Cunahan, and it's something. The Radioactivity program is one that has earned all kinds of awards and recognition. For some reason, my new mic setup here is collapsing on me. Let me see. Think I have it. It's perfect, isn't it? Just wrecking the program. I think it's okay. Yeah. Okay. I really do. Thank you so much. I'll hold it for the time being. I think I'm okay. Anyway, as I said, I'm sitting in for Sean Cunahan, Radioactivity. I'll be doing this hour and the hour following my own midpoint program. I've decided, I'll be honest with you, all this day, preparing for this program. I've had a whole week. And the truth is, I was watching for something like, I got on the internet and looked at the 58 Baltimore Colts, New York Giants championship game. I was looking at it in here in the studio, passing the time away. I know there's a lot of news up, and I hope that you will respond to it because, quite frankly, to me, it's the same old, same old. But that's not what this program is all about. It should be about enlightenment and all of us being, you know, informed. And I don't know, maybe it's me, but I will say this. You have a chance. This is a rare opportunity. We'll have 2 hours of programming here, and I hope that you will join us. Here is the number, 813-239-9663. You know, everybody gets nervous when something goes wrong with the equipment and everything. Man, I can't tell you the number of things that I've had to do, go on live and do a Little League World Series game on top of a phone booth because the studio or the little booth we had wasn't ready. And I got a folding chair. And those of you who remember those standing phone booths that are enclosed, I had to rig up something through the phone and sit on a folding chair with the scorecard on my lap, making it sound as if I was in a pod studio. And all this stuff was going around, you know, trying to fix stuff. But I did the whole game that way. And that's the beauty of radio. Right now, I'm in front of you, totally nude. I don't know, it's just something I thought I'd start today. And in order for me to wreck this show, and as you know, I'm well on my way. Here is the number if you want to join us, 813-239-9663. This is Radioactivity. This is Mark Bureau, your hero, sitting in for Sean Canaan on the Radioactivity program for today. I hope you'll join us. Did you see Eric Prince from Blackwater fame? Betsy DeVos's brother. Before the committee asking him pointed questions, I should have got the audio for that, but I didn't want to trouble everybody here, where they asked him, what about the meeting at Trump Tower that you attended? Why were you there? And his responses to the House committee under Republican rule, he was very, nothing happened. And so when they asked him, why was he there? He gave an answer that he hadn't given before, and he kept insisting, I already asked that question, answered it. And as you well know, the transcript had no such exchange. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that the growing number of people in government, elected, appointed, otherwise representing you and me, why do they lie so blatantly? You should have heard him. Did you hear it? Anyway, I'm disgusted with it. I can't take it anymore. Trump, at last week's CPAC meeting, they're still talking about it. Why? They centered around the disrespect that he gave Senator McCain again. Let me tell you what I thought was disrespectful. I don't think Trump's public statements about Senator McCain are any new news and his feeling about him. What bothers me as these pro-military loving conservatives stood up and applauded and gave a standing ovation to Trump's assessment of McCain. What a shame. Didn't you think, as a conservative, as a one who loves the military, hey, listen, I'm not one of these flag wavers. I'm not one of these go in and bomb everybody kind of pro-military supporter. I'm not that kind of a guy. But I do respect military service, and I back anything that will give a service person the kind of medical attention and any other assistance. We owe that to the people that put their lives on the line for this country. And I don't care if you have a desk job with the military. That's not the point. You're serving. I'd like to get your assessment of Eric Prince and the McCain. It's kind of old news, but I'm just wondering, how do you justify that? I keep thinking about George McGovern in 1972 telling everyone, come home, America. We have yet to come home. Okay, we have several people already on the line. Let me go to them and let's flesh out. I'm sorry, what is your name, sir? Or ma'am?
This is David.
Hey, David, nice to have you.
Thank you. I wanted to mostly call about WrestleMania and coming to Tampa. And I thought about you because I know that you used to do wrestling announcing, and there's the whole Florida Championship Wrestling. I remember when I was a kid and I hope that they'll do a good tribute to that, you know, when they film it here. But are you going to be involved at all with
that? No, I'm not going to be involved. Sadly, I always enjoy doing wrestling, and I enjoy being a ring announcer to any event, but I'm not involved in that organization, so they have their own people.
Okay. No, that's cool. I'm just curious. Yeah, I think it's kind of a big deal to get it coming here to Tampa. And I remember it came to Orlando a couple of years ago. But
yes. Yes, it did. Yeah. It's a big event.
It is. Yeah, it's a big event. It's going to bring a lot of people here, so that's great.
Are you going, David?
I might, if the Tampa Bay Sports Commission is enrolling volunteers, I might help out, because I helped out with some of their other events. But I don't think I'll pay for a ticket. Sounds like tickets will be a little expensive.
Yeah, they're going to be expensive, but hey, they have to tape their programs.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they use all that stuff.
They'll be making a lot of money on the pay-per-view there, I know.
Yes, they will be.
Yeah.
All right, David, I appreciate your call, sir. Thank you.
I want to mention real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
About John McCain, and one of the things that irritates me the most about Trump is how crappily he has treated McCain and his legacy. And yeah, it does make you wonder what's going on with the Republican Party. I think they've totally lost their way to support somebody like Trump.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, actually. You expect these people, whether they agree or disagree with you, not to allow that kind of thing. You know, how it is they can't get them in a room and get them on the right page of respect. And I don't say exalt John McCain, but you certainly have to honor him. I know I do.
I totally agree with you on that. And I think one of the worst things Trump said was that, you know, something about, I think it was during the campaign, he said, I respect people who didn't get captured, you know, and I was like, that's just a terrible thing to say. And just
especially a guy who got out of serving.
Yes, exactly.
You know, that's what really gets me. I don't know how, can you imagine if McGovern, well, they can't say anything about McGovern. He was a bomber pilot. So, I mean, can you imagine them? Look what they said about people like John Kerry, who did serve and who could have gotten out. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. You know, that Trump did get to Vietnam a couple weeks ago here. Maybe his bone spurs, you know.
Yes.
Up. I
don't... Yeah. That's a beauty. Isn't that a beauty? It kind of says everything about him, doesn't it? All right. I appreciate it, David. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. All righty. Let's go down. By the way, you're listening to Radioactivity with your hero, Mark Bureau, substituting for Sean Canaan, and your telephone calls at 813-239-9663. Let's talk to Andrew in Hardy County.
Hey, Mark, how you doing today?
Okay, Andrew, how about you?
Doing great. Listen, I just wanted to pick you up on Eric Prince.
Yes.
Instead of the softball United States Congress questioning Prince, you think it would be fun to listen to somebody who actually knows how to do the job? I will give you a clue.
Okay.
You can either go in through Oxford Union's site, or you can go in through Al Jazeera head-to-head and watch Mehdi throw Prince on a well preheated grill and watch the man just sit there and sputter. Because Mehdi Hasan, who has to be the greatest debater in the English language today, in one of his recent head-to-head segments, had Prince on, and Prince was paralyzed. He was absolutely cornered.
Well, what really saddens me is this guy was in charge a Blackwater. I mean, that was his creation.
Yeah.
And we've put him in charge before, and we still exalt him somehow.
I mean, it's the whole Oliver North syndrome. You know, the bad guy who's a good guy, it's the same argument as good guys with guns. You know, none of that stuff ever works, but they keep saying it in hopes that they'll be able to get somebody to believe their lies. But, and you know, Mehdi had it nailed because, you know, Prince sold Blackwater off at a profit, and now he is operating primarily out of Hong Kong, doing the bidding of the Chinese Politburo.
Well, all I could say is
anybody else that wants, you know, to buy him out.
I thought they grilled him pretty good this yesterday, I believe it was. They got him on a real good grilling.
Well, watch head to head on Oxford Union. Watch Mehdi do it.
All righty.
Because he puts a pin right through him, man. He's just like a butterfly on a piece of wax paper.
Does he sting like a bee?
Had him there.
Does he sting like a bee?
Better.
Okay.
Like a wasp, man. Like a hornet.
All right, Andrew. I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
You and all of our shared listeners will really get a laugh out of watching somebody as sharp as Mehdi Hasan just taking them down. You guys have a great day, and thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it. We'll be watching for that in the near future on our program. Here is Jim in St. Pete. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Mark. It's good to hear you.
Thank you.
On the subject of John Kerry, you know, he and Mueller went to St. Paul, you know, this exclusive school together. They were there together. They both went to Vietnam. They both got shot. And Mueller, who I admire, is a war hero. But John Kerry dared to say that we shouldn't be in Vietnam. That was his mistake. That's the only mistake. That's the only reason why. It's just amazing. We still are doing the same thing.
Yeah, but don't you think a guy that's been there has even more of a right and more perspective to come up with what they did? I mean, when John Kerry served and served bravely, he came away with the opinion that we shouldn't be there.
Well, but they held it against them, and we still hold it against people today. If they buck the system, they don't go with the way, you know, the war du jour, then they're, you know, radicals, and they're, you know, which leads me to my actual subject I was going to talk about.
Go ahead.
The Democrats have the unbelievable problem of not being able to respond to this thing about socialism. It's just mind-boggling.
Well, I don't know. I think what's her name?
She does it. She's the only one.
And so does Sanders.
Yeah, Sanders, yeah.
I mean, those are the only two that have declared being socialists. The others really are, they'll probably end up defending these people if they're the nominee.
Well, it's not going to be socialism anyway, but they should be able to quickly and easily and casually explain to people that it's not socialism. If it's socialism, we should be calling the other side fascism, okay? If it's socialism, it's something completely different. We're talking about controlled capitalism. We're talking about, you know, it's just like giving everybody a break. It's not like it's a big unusual concept, but they have to, you know, they just have to make it something that's really horrible and negative. And, you know, it's just amazing. It's just amazing to me that the Democrats cannot, you know, come up with something. They have to, you know, they're trying to be coy. And there's no being coy about this.
Well, you know, maybe
we can't let them get away with it. We can't let them call people communists and socialists, and we just can't go on like that.
Well, Jim, I understand how you're feeling about it. I feel the same way. However, I will say to those people who say they're democratic socialists, they have been responding in quite the kind of way you're talking about. The other Democrats are in competition with these people, and they're not going to, you know, give a soft pillow for them, but I don't see them going out and criticizing those socialists, okay?
Yeah. Well,
the people...
Their program is going to have to go with the real program, what everyone wants, which is what they call socialism, which is what we call, you know, a decent deal for everybody in the country. You know, they're very simple, but they have to go with the program eventually. It's just that
we're kind of losing you, Jim. I don't know why that is.
Were vilified, those who were for it, just disappeared
Okay, I appreciate it. I might have to let you go, Jim, because we were losing your signal for some reason. But I think you made your point, and it was abundantly clear. Let's talk to William in Tampa. Hello, William.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning to you, sir.
Okay. Mark, I'm calling because as a veteran who honorably served and had an honorable discharge from active duty, when I initially entered the military, one of the things that convinced me to do so was that a general who conducted a conference at the university I attended in an effort to encourage college students to become Army officers.
Yes.
One of the things we were told is that even after we got out of the military, as veterans, if we ever needed any medical treatment, we could be treated for free. We could receive free medical services at a VA hospital. All right. I served on active duty. I served with the U.S. Army Reserve. And when I went to the Veterans Hospital here in Tampa, up at Haley, one of the things I found out is that in 2003, then members of Congress, primarily Republicans, instituted a new rule that if a veteran made above a certain amount of annual income, he or she was not eligible for the free service that was promised to us when we entered the Army. And I'm a Vietnam era veteran. And how is it that with a clear conscience, people who've never even served on active duty can vote to deny something that was promised to us and still expect others to continue to enter our all-volunteer Army?
Well, William, the only thing that I can answer to that is the people that do, as you just mentioned, they're shameless. There's nothing that will shame them. They like to talk a good patriotic game, but if they don't stand behind you guys, it's all talk.
Exactly. And because one of the things that I've noticed is that, again, the majority of people in the Senate and in the House either haven't served on active duty, or they certainly dissuade or prevent their children from entering the military. So I agree with you. Most of it is all mouth and no action. And one other thing I'd like to touch on is this. As you said before, the answer to a lot of hypocrisy and injustices in our country can be discovered or uncovered or whatever by following the money trail.
No question.
How are we going to benefit folks who already are doing well? And I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing well in life, but many of the things that happen as a result of greed. And oftentimes people who are in the state capitol arrange things so that if for whatever reason they're defeated or have to leave D.C. or whatever, they have jobs already lined up in private enterprise because of the favors they rendered by voting certain ways to ensure that major corporations get big contracts with the federal government. So, I mean, I'm not bitter. I'm not some wild-eyed, quote-unquote, super liberal or anything else like that. But more people in this country need to stop blindly following political slogans and be a lot more dedicated to finding out who really represents their best interests as far as governing our country is concerned. Thank you very much.
Thank you for serving, William. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for the time and allowing me to express my particular view.
I'm glad you did. Thank you, William. You certainly deserve to. You're listening to Radioactivity. Normally we have Sean Canaan sitting in, but Sean is on vacation, and believe me, it's well deserved. And I'm sitting in. It's your hero, Mark Birrell, on WMNF 88.5. Radioactivity is the name of the program I'm sitting in. I'll be sitting in for this program and, of course, the Midpoint program following this one. And the number is 813-239-9663. That's if you want to participate. 813-239-9663. Let's talk to Jack. Jack in Dover. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Mr. Vero.
Hi.
Mr. Vero, I have two short questions for you.
Sure.
The first one, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's okay.
Okay. The first one is about Ms. Pelosi. What do you feel about her decision to not pursue impeachment?
I'm glad you asked that question because I have in my notes here all about that issue with Pelosi. And I waited to see if anybody could call in and talk about that. My opinion is I agree that her opinion about we should make impeachment the issue. Let's wait for the decision by Mueller and the evidence to come out, and that will influence the public, and that will better put the machinery of impeachment to work. That will best do it.
That's an awesome answer. Thank you. Because, I mean, I can tell...
Wait a minute. Excuse me. You mean I actually gave an awesome answer?
You have many times before.
I don't know, man. My school teachers would think, what's wrong with this guy? Go ahead, Jack. I appreciate it.
Okay. My second question is more on a Florida note to just people that live in Florida. What would your opinion be about kind of getting away from the baseball, football frame of mind for high school students and use a public golf course or maybe two or three of them for the proposed new sites for building the new schools and make golf the central athletic endeavor? Not only just golf, but just teaching golf as a business, you know, to run a golf course and to manage a golf course.
Are you in that business?
I play a little bit, but I always like looking at the Golf University online, you know, to see what kind of classes that they're offering and, you know, just different things like that. I mean, there's so many things that society benefits from, you know, just by getting rid of the mold. A lot of times mold is a major issue, and there's spray technology classes where people learn how to spray pesticides and what pesticides, you know, are going to harm the water and create red tide. And I mean, it's really in-depth stuff. And you being on a college, I'm sure you're probably more aware of that. But I'm just thinking that we have public golf courses out there. Why not build a school on there instead of a country club and, you know, teach our kids just a lot of different things on the golf course itself?
I guess there's enough money in the sport of golf to be able to put people together that could organize such a thing. I mean, I'm not against it. I'm not a golfer. So I'm, you know, that shouldn't exclude what you just said as an idea that's worth pursuing.
Well, thank you. Thank you for your support.
All right, Jack. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Radioactivity on WMNF 88.5. By the way, if you want to write a letter, an email, it's dj@wmnf.org. Forgot to mention that at the top. Let's move on. We're getting callers left and right here. Let's talk to Chuck in Tampa. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon to you.
Super Trump supporter here.
All righty. Good for you.
I got some more good news. You're always asking, well, what does Trump do? Why do you like him? I went and did my taxes last Saturday.
How'd you do?
And I tell you what, with that new earned tax credit for the kids, I got an 8-year-old son. I got an extra $1,200.
Wow, that's
and
great.
Was I happy? And I asked the guy, I said, is that directly from what the Trump, you know.
What he did,
tax plan he did, he said, absolutely, yes it is. And this guy by no means was he didn't seem like he was a Trump supporter, the H&R Block guy, but $1,200 in my pocket, that really made me happy.
How about your neighbors?
So that's my leader?
No, your neighbors.
Oh, I don't know. My neighbor. I don't butt into my neighbor's business.
Well, you don't take.
One thing. This Mueller report. I'll tell you what, Danny. Get your album collection out. Get the song Remains the Same. Put the Rain song on. Get your big old doobie rolled up, because you're gonna want to be mellow when that Mueller report drops. Because that thing's a dud. That thing's gonna be such a dud. If you guys are going, what are you guys going to say?
I don't know.
Collusion.
I don't know. I'm not having any expectations. I mean, I'll wait.
Doesn't seem like many people are having. I mean, 2 years we heard about this. Russian oligarch, Trump's Russia, and now there's nothing.
Let me ask you, Jack. Chuck, if the Mueller.
Not doing a great job.
If the Mueller investigation comes out and says that Trump was involved with the Russians and all the other bad things, what will he mean to you?
If he comes out and says that, I will call you up personally and apologize to you.
All right, we'll wait till it comes out, okay?
But I tell you, Danny, don't forget, roll that big doobie up. And I know you got album LP because, you know, Zeppelin sounds good on vinyl. You know that, Danny, right? You know, song remains the same, the live version of the Rain song. You're going to be real mellow when that report drops.
All right, Chuck.
All right, thanks, man.
Appreciate the call. I guess I'll go right to Danny. Hello, Danny. What do you think, brother?
You know, I was like, one thing about Chuck, he knows this is Led Zeppelin.
Yes, he does.
Yeah, it goes to show you. Even Trumpsters like Led Zeppelin.
You think he knows? You think he knows about a doobie?
But you know,
you think he knows about?
Nobody knows. Chuck is optimistic, and we are optimistic about the Mueller report. But I'm also thinking about the Southern District of New York, which could do a little bit more damage to Trump if because they're investigating his whole family and the finances and everything else. And I don't know if you heard David K. Johnson this morning.
No, I didn't.
Oh, he was great. He was on Democracy Now! Again. He's saying that for sure, he's almost certain, and Chuck, I don't know if Chuck heard it, 100% sure almost that his taxes are going to be gotten, and they're going to be exposed.
Well,
and,
I got to...
Johnson's been writing about him since the 80s, Mark.
I got to accept his word that he got $1,200 back, but everybody I know, including Trump supporters, they're very disappointed.
But that doesn't mean. And on top of that, all the slashes to Medicare, everything that he's doing for the next ten years or whatever. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Also, I agree with you about Nancy Pelosi. I think Nancy Pelosi is that's the way to play it now. You don't want to make him a martyr. You don't want to get people to feel sorry for him like they did Clinton after the impeachment. He was acquitted because the Senate is not going to go ahead and go along with it. They may never go along with it, okay? They may never, like Sonny Hostin said this morning, they may never go along with it. It has to be almost Nixonian. And even then, Mark, I don't know if they would go with it, you know?
Well, a lot of people forget that even during the Nixon Watergate hearings, you had your people like Representative Sandman that stood with the president.
That's right.
All the way to the end.
Exactly. Trent Lott.
Yeah, all those guys.
You know, but no, I just say, now, there may be some, who knows what's coming? Nobody knows what's coming. We may have to, it would taste so sweet to get somebody like Joe Biden or somebody like that to beat him and just beat him outright, just straight out of election. That would be the best scenario. But then also another great scenario would be if he resigns and he realizes that. But then again, we wouldn't have that. Everybody would say, well, it's almost like he didn't go to the championship game. He would have won if he would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of thing. If he would have ran, he might have won. That's what his people would say. So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But listen, Mark, somebody who sits there and has a blowout and freaks out and doubles down on that he didn't say Tim, he said Tim Apple, and insisted that he said Cook.
Yeah.
Now, insisted, that's not all the Colbert and Seth Meyer were just making fun of, insisting this morning they were saying on The View, anybody like that, something so insignificant that he said, well, he just saved time. That's why he didn't say the word. Or what was his other excuse? Oh, yeah, he said it silently.
I mean, well, that's good enough.
Chuck, if you're listening, this guy is weird. He's weird. He's strange, Chuck. He's been weird ever since he was a kid. I mean, he's just a strange guy. And besides all the other attributes, that negative attributes that he has, that's one of the best things to say about him, that he is strange, because he is weird, all right? Very, and a square, a biggest square that you've ever seen in your life. He is the epitome of square. He's anti-Led Zeppelin, anti-Woodstock, anti-groovy. Like, that's why I don't like him, and that's why a lot of people don't like him, and a lot of people don't like him for other reasons, because he is an unfit to be a president. He's barely human. I'm going to go like that and say that's a drastic statement, but and I'll agree with Tony Schwartz and Omar Ilhan, basically. And by the way, he's the best golfer ever, Chuck, if you just hear him talk about it. So the best quarterback ever, the best running back ever, the best home run hitter ever. Forget those names of Tom Brady, Johnny Unitas, Hank Aaron. He is the greatest ever because he says he is.
Carl Tassif. All right.
I hope he's as good as him.
Okay. All right, Danny, thank you. Danny directly answering Chuck. I hope you're happy, Chuck. Here is Gary in Clearwater. Hello, Gary.
Hi, Mark. I got to tell you, you kind of threw me for a loop this morning.
How's that?
I'm sitting here in dialysis, and I woke up, and I turned on WMNF, and I heard you, and I looked up at the clock, and I thought, oh, man, they forgot to put the clocks ahead an hour. I realized what was going on.
Yeah.
But I'm glad to hear you. I got to tell you, it's been a long time since I've talked to you. Back in the days since Paul Gonzalez.
Oh, yes, I remember Paul.
The other radio station.
Yes, he was a good guy, Paul Gonzalez.
One of the things that I did here after I woke up was the gentleman that called in was talking about VA and saying how in 2003 the Republicans did something where, you know that they made it so that if you made money, you couldn't get care at VA.
Yeah.
He's mistaken.
Oh, is he? In what way?
Well, I'm a vet, and I've been getting care from VA over at Bay Pines since about 1999. And what happened was it wasn't that you couldn't get medical care. You couldn't get free medical care. What they did was they instituted a means test, which is fair. They basically said that depending on how much money you make, depends on how much money we're going to charge you. And depending on how much money you make, you might have to pay for your medication, which is what I pay.
What did you do, Gary? What did you do?
In what respect?
What did you do for a living, your means?
I did everything in banking. I was in banking for a while.
What do you think? Do you think most people will make the kind of money? I guess what he was saying was they raised the standards to judge the means to make it beyond the reach of the average working person.
No, not at all, because I've been disabled that's why I wound up at VA.
Where did you serve, Gary?
Well, I was post-Vietnam.
Okay. Okay.
I went in the late 70s and served until the mid 80s. But the bottom line was that I'm on Social Security and been that way for a long time.
Okay.
And the only thing that I pay for is my medications, and it's $8 per prescription. So it's not a deal breaker. I don't have to pay anything for seeing a physician or a specialist. Some people that make a little more money than I do, they might have to pay for their specialist, and they pay like $40 to see a specialist, but they don't pay for anything else. Other people pay even more, depending on how much money they actually make. And that's not so bad. I mean, it made it affordable for a lot of people that needed it, but it still had money coming into the VA. And I'm not critical of the gentleman. I'm just saying that.
No, you're just saying, yeah.
He got, yeah, he was.
I got it.
He, you know, he's just mistaken. It wasn't, you know, oh, you make too much money, you can't get anything.
Well, I don't think he said that, okay? But I understand the gist of your point. Gary, I hope your treatment goes well and that you get better, okay? I'm praying for you, brother.
I appreciate that, Mark. You take care.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it. Gary and the Playboys. No, I'm just kidding. You're listening to Radioactivity with your hero, Mark Biro, sitting in for Sean Canaan and receiving your telephone calls at 813-239-9663. I hope you'll join us here. I'll be in for the next hour as well, but I want to talk to you now. That's now you can make your imprint. Let me get this over here. Here is Al in St. Pete. Hello, Al.
Yeah, 1 minute. I'm here.
I didn't want to mess you up. Are you okay?
No, I had you on the speakerphone.
Yeah, but I didn't take you away from anything, did I?
No, I'm working, but I'm getting paid.
Okay, that's good. You're doing better than me.
Excuse me?
You're doing better than I am.
Well, I guess you can afford to take
yes, it. Yes, I can afford it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Al, go ahead.
Reiterate on your station over and over, just that, you know, when the average person, you know, follows up as far as the socialism thing, it's a problem for some reason. But yet, when corporations get handouts, there's no problem there.
No, they don't take it as socialism.
Yeah,
the biggest lovers of socialism are the corporate structure.
Oh, of course, but it's not called that.
No, it's not that. It's not called
that. It's not welfare. It's not welfare, of course not.
Right, right.
Right.
Welfare is for the rich.
A teenage girl with one child needs a little money. That's welfare. That's below. I better be careful on my cuss.
Yes, I understand. I understand.
Yeah.
All right, brother. So, I appreciate it.
Yeah, let's hope. Hopefully, we don't head toward communism.
Yeah, that's a whole different deal.
Whole different animal.
I appreciate it, Al.
More of your time.
Go ahead, sir. Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you for calling. You're listening to Radioactivity with your hero, Mark Biro, sitting in for Sean Canaan on WMNF 88.5. Let's talk to William, who recalled. Hello, William.
Oh, Mark. Listen, the gentleman who called in saying that I was mistaken about charges or veterans being denied free service based on income. As he mentioned, he started receiving benefits in 1999.
Yes.
Prior to...
The changes. Yes.
Secondly, this is something I want everybody to consider. Now, I served in the Army, jumped out of perfectly good helicopters and airplanes. Okay. Was willing to put my life on the line, get shot at, dodging IEDs or whatever. Does it make any difference whether someone was in banking or just a high school grad in a minimum paying job before they went into the military or even after they went into the military? The fact is they volunteered, for the most part, those who did so, once became an all-volunteer army or shortly before. The fact is, we engage in one of the few jobs that requires us to put ourselves in dangerous situations, put our lives at risk.
Well, William, why didn't you get a bone spur?
Money talks and you know what walks.
Yes, sir. William, I thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
I think you made it clear. And that's what I was saying, essentially. And, you know, you look around and get the benefits you get and think everybody can get them like you. They're entitled, but there are certain rules that prevent whatever. Here is Dan in Tampa. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, Mark. Hey, the gentleman just was talking. He's right. They mean test you. I'll tell people what I made. $50,000 or so. I have a daughter and a wife, and I made too much money, they told me.
Yeah.
So now I want to remind
Maybe they were just being mean.
Mark.
That's mean testing.
Remind people, in 1972, when I volunteered to go to Vietnam and I signed the paper, they told me then that I'd have health care for the rest of my life for free. They also told me, Mark, that the time I put in here during the war, I would count towards my retirement. Well, guess what? That's how much they love your military. They took all that away from me and the other guys that volunteered and went to Vietnam and such.
Who do you blame? Who do you blame for that?
Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill.
That's exactly right.
Cut taxes for the rich people in order for this to happen, and Bush cut taxes for the rich people in order for the VA to be functioning as it is now.
But aren't they the ones who wave the flag the most?
Absolutely. That's why I want to tell people this. You know, these are the same people that act like they're so rah-rah, are the same people that took they loved me when I was signing the dotted line.
But Danny,
your time's up, you're exposable, so they can just throw you away.
Danny, I was surrounded by a lot of guys that were dying not to serve. And you ought to see them today. They're the biggest rah-rahs I know.
Mark, when they get old, they always are that way.
I don't get it.
They're not worried about having to do nothing at that point.
I can tell you now, I made it a matter of record. I avoided the draft. But I believe that those who served should get the best treatment and the best of everything. I believe that.
I get that, too. The only thing I'll say is if you're making over $100,000 a year, you kind of should be a little bit out of the equation. Maybe they should mean test you, but most of us don't make that.
Well, like I said,
we all qualify, so that would be too much for them, I reckon.
I'm going to tell you, most of the people that talk against what you just said make less than $50,000 a year. Less.
I know that.
A lot less.
In Florida, Mark, 40% of the people, not even in Florida, but I believe in the country, can't even come up with, I believe, $400 in an emergency.
I agree. I know what you're saying, Danny.
So it's like, wow.
Listen, I appreciate your call. You're listening to Radioactivity on WMNF 88.5 with your hero, Mark Biro, in the closing minutes of the Radioactivity program. Let's see if we can get all the callers in. If you call in and I don't get to you, I'll hold you over for the next hour. Here is Ivan in Sun City Center. Hello, Ivan.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, man?
All right, sir.
Cool. I just wanted to mention something that appeared strange to me about this whole Trump presidency. Let's scrap the names. Let's scrap all everything, Democrat, Republican, and everything, and let's concentrate on what happened. We have a politician who becomes a presidential candidate.
Yeah.
A good portion of the population doesn't trust her, so they hire the guy that was one of them that bribed her, or one of the con men that helped her continue the corruption, if it is that she was corrupt. Doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't, and because it made no sense when they did all the investigation, and they knew what the answer was.
Right.
Yeah,
it was a cognitive dissonance that I would like to share with everybody. I don't know. I think it's so evident that nobody talks about it, right? But it's there, and if you don't talk about it, people won't notice it, you know?
Well, I appreciate you talking about it, Ivan.
All right, Marky.
All right, man. You take care. Right. Have a good one. Let's talk to Chuck again in St. Pete. Chuck?
Good morning, Mark.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here till 2 o'clock today, till 1 o'clock.
I appreciate it.
Sorry, I was up.
I just want to say, I cannot say enough good about Bay Pines, VA. I go there. I didn't even do the means test. I just went in, accepted the deductible.
Were they mean to you? When they did the means test, were they mean?
Oh, no, I did not even do it. I'll pay your deductible.
All right.
And the deductibles are so reasonable. It's unreasonable to complain about them. I guess maybe unless you have no income. But they take great care of you, and I don't know why our government cannot get national health care like VA. It's ridiculous.
I agree. I agree, Chuck. Is there anybody out there that you think running for president that supports your viewpoint the best?
Well, none. That's not on the top line, no.
You don't think so?
I don't think so yet.
Anybody close?
Well, so far I kind of like that governor from Washington, what I've heard him say so far.
All right.
But I'm not sure that he's... I would hope that he's for national health care, but...
Well, it's like you said, so far.
So far.
Yeah. All right, sir.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Thank
you. Like I said, we're in the closing minutes of the radioactivity program. Your hero, Mark Birrell. I'm going to be in for another hour, and I hope that you'll be able to join us. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, who just called in. Hello, Mike. Oh, I guess he's not on yet. Let's see. I may have lost him. I did it. Hello, Mikey? Okay. Mikey can call in. I'm pretty sure that's Mike from Tampa getting in the usual call. I've been sitting in for Sean Conan, Radioactivity, for this hour. As soon as we're done with this program, we'll have top of the hour news, and I'm sure you enjoy that. And then we'll have the midpoint program once again with your hero, Mark Birrell. And those of you that want to get in line, go ahead, 813-239-9663. Those are the numbers that you could call, whether I get you in this hour or the next. I'll talk to you then. Let's talk to Mike in Tampa.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah. You're talking about Nancy Pelosi and impeaching Donald Trump.
Yeah, putting it off the table. Yeah.
Yeah. Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the guts to impeach Donald Trump. Donald Trump could be impeached for a number of reasons, but Nancy Pelosi doesn't have the guts to bring up impeachment. And therefore, I think she should be impeached for malfeasance in office.
Do you see anybody with the guts?
Well, a few.
Huh?
There are a few. Most of them are out of the government.
You don't think it's a good idea to wait for the evidence to help you in making your pitch to the country?
Well, I think the evidence is already there.
Well?
I think there's plenty of evidence already there. And, yeah, he's building up for a war in Venezuela.
You think there are enough votes to get it done?
Well, not offhand, but I think they'll bring it up and let the opposition bill that wanted us both to impeach which initiative at first either, but there were in the end. And
Mike, the reason there was is because the evidence came out on the tapes that made it possible.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we should be building up for evidence to come out. And another thing is that when the smoking gun tape came out, they took it back to the committee, and they all had another vote on impeachment, and all of them voted for it.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the call, brother.
Okay.
I blame Hillary for that.
Well, yeah, unlike being in opposition to Trump, Hillary's right on the same page so much of the whole debate.
All right, Mikey. Appreciate the call, brother. All right, you're listening to Mark Birrell on Radioactivity, and you listen in because we're going to continue on. Talk to you a little bit later, and make sure that you call in 813 239-9663. That's the number. Get in line, because we got a full board already, believe it or not. You're going to have top of the hour news on WMNF 88.5, and I'll let you roll into whatever. Okay? You want me to talk it up some more?
10 seconds.
Okay, we got about 15 seconds before we go to top of the hour news. I hope that you will join us. You set the tone for the next hour, the Mark Barrow program, and listen in for the top of the hour.